The reason I bring up about the music is that a lot of time people sit down and meditate with that music, some kind of nice music going on, and it's good at the beginning to settle you down, but you have the opportunity to actually go higher than the music in terms of the refinement of your vibration. So if you're in the habit of just leaving that on, start really tuning in to the difference. And I've listened to lots and lots of this music, and like I said, it's good for starting out, but discern where it's helping you, how it might be helping you, how it might not be. Okay. Sometimes we need it to block out noise from the outside. Just tune in and see. Okay. So let's stand and do our opening circle. Knees softened, feet spread apart. And let the weight of your being sink downward. And if this gets too strenuous for you at any point, please sit down. Don't suffer. What we eventually want to learn how to do is let the energy hold our body up. Why do we do it standing up? One, it's a sign of respect. Two, we're learning how to approximate how we move through life so that we know how to be in a grounded state, whether we're sitting, lying, standing. You know, as Vicki was saying to us yesterday, she sits down and she's grounded. The minute she stands up, she's not. And so we want this to be a continuous, fluid knowing in your being. And I'll go through this with some more detail today. And the most important thing to do right now is not try, which is, you're doing a very good job of that. You just want to be heavy on your feet so that you could make indents in concrete. And so we greet Mother Earth. Allowing the magnetism from your body to come into flow with the magnetism from her body. As if you're breathing together, your out-breath is her in-breath is your out-breath, as a flow. And you'll feel your energy roots opening and making their way into this connection. Usually takes a few minutes. And again, don't try with your mind. It's a sensory experience. So your awareness should be at seat and feet. And soft knees. Soft knees means soft enough that your calves release. You might even be noticeably bending your knees. You can spread your legs farther apart so that you can sit deeper. They really should be shoulder width apart at least. And do a few pelvic swirls and tilts to get yourself stretched out and aligned. That's okay. So as the energy starts to support your body, the muscles relax a little more. And we remember our connection with Mother Earth. And Father Sky. Now, the connection with Father Sky does not mean that you start activating the mind. Again, it's a sensory experience. We're just going to let the energy align us as you start to feel that axis through your being. And we greet the four directions and the four elements. And that's checking your body in the front, on the sides, and the back. Greeting the elemental beings that make up your body and psyche. And we're finding our space and place on the planet. We're claiming our space and place. Inviting the energy to flow through your hands. And again, not trying, but allowing. And as each person aligns along their axis, balances out their field, takes their place in space, the greater field activates for the group. And we begin to form a temple of light. We become the temple of light. So we are the living sanctuary. The living altar. The embodiment of the most holy. The awakened divine. We are receiving an attunement at the crown chakra right now. That does not mean to activate your mind. Feel, be aware. Doesn't mean press upwards, it still means be grounded. This is a delicate balance. It takes a while to find it. Fran just told me she found it yesterday. It's a feeling of letting the energy soar and ground while you are just like a straw. Or a channel or a column that seems to put parameters on the energy while it's passing through the earth plane. But as it expands above and below, there are other beings holding that space for it. And hold, if you feel like it, hold your hands out so that if you're called to, if it feels right. I know for me, this helps the flow. I feel like I'm very still and the energy is radiating through me, around me. And the same way that yesterday when we were doing the points of light meditation, each point got bigger and bigger and merged with the other lights in my body until I was one glowing ball of light. The same with our own energy fields here. We each expand, becoming more and more radiant. And together we form a more powerful, radiant presence. And then, like in octaves, the energy gets finer and finer. You may hear hints of very high vibratory sounds, not actually in your ears, but even in the energy field, or high frequency vibration. So once we received that attunement at the crown chakra, the frequency was upgraded. Now, a lot of what happens here is a response to what we offer. I'm not in control of these attunements that happen. What I do is try to help guide the group energy to a point where we receive a response. And it's a continual call, a response, a offering and service back and forth and back and forth. It's never one way. Could you just feel the response to what I just said, that there was a brightness that increased when I said that, some of you? That's the response from the unseen beings. That's how we know it. And the vibration that is generated in the center of the circle is like a tuning fork for us as well. It's much more than that, but it's a tuning fork. It's also a channel for the higher frequency beings. It's like Star Trek. To come into this plane with us. And that's where the exchange, it's always back and forth, it's always call and response. So because we create a sacred space, a sacred holy space, we're making available a channel for these high frequency beings to come here and help as well, and help attune. So as we ascend, they descend, and we seed each other's planes. We exchange wisdom in a vibratory way. And it's all a vibratory exchange, so please don't expect it to come in words. It's a vibratory experience at first. And now we're receiving a clearing in the second chakras, the first chakras. Because we've attuned to such a high frequency, it actually allows these lower chakras to clear. It's like the tone has vibrated into those chakras, generated a Drano action, and is clearing the physical, emotional, mental levels, helping purify the personality and the lower level basic, let's say, desires and needs. So you may feel a opening or a widening of the energy around the pelvis. And you may feel sparkling energy entering your field, like a sparkling spring high up from a mountain source that's been just touching air for the first time. That's how fresh it is. So we are in a state of having turned over ourselves to be tuned, cleared, aligned, enlightened by these higher frequencies. And these frequencies are part of your being. This is a continuum of being that actually is part of your own continuum. Now the root chakra is being cleared. Stay, like we were yesterday, just stay grounded and let the energy find its new dynamic. Place your hands over your heart now. Now, if you're standing here complaining that you're standing, please just sit down. It's okay if it's not good for you. It's better to relax than to be stressed out over standing. Okay, so there's another wave of cleansing coming through. Okay, now we can take a seat, but stay in your alignment. Just sit. We're continuing to reorient just comfortably into your seat. in the ancient mystery schools. Maybe you have similar images that come to you that are like mine, but there's images like robed beings meeting in caves or in pyramids, in mountains. And their hearts are illuminated. They may be carrying candles. The hoods are above around their heads. And they're able to glean the ancient teachings. From the visions that open up when the sacred circle is activated. And these are teachings that will seep into your heart. Sometimes it opens the Akashic records for you. But this is the way wisdom teachings are passed on. They're held in sacred space. And we're granted access when our vibration reaches the right match, the right level of vibration. And it's like changing dimensions, like you can move right through a wall into the interior of a mountain or the inside of the pyramids. And there's a horizontal plane that opens like a door and allows you in. I'm giving you these images. I don't want your mind to grab onto them, but one day you might say, ah, that's what she was talking about. But we are gathered in sacred space now, our energy beings. And we're gazing into this beautiful sphere that shows the sphere of our planet. Glowing, the whole planet glowing like a crystal ball. There are orbs here. I think that's what he's responding to. You can feel your hearts activate. Just let the energy flow through your heart. Don't think about things, just let it flow. You're fulfilling your highest purpose right now by being this radiance, seeing that you hold the earth in your heart, seeing that you are an earth keeper. There's a larger sphere that embraces us and the planet, where there are beings radiating light to us. And several expansions of that. There's usually questions in our hearts. Sometimes they start out being about ourselves, our immediate situations, and sometimes they're about bigger and bigger issues on behalf of the planet or on behalf of humanity or your spiritual purpose. See what burning question lies in your heart. Let it upgrade itself. If it starts in one direction, see if there's a greater unfoldment of the question. Now let that go. We're starting to return. Just starting, so don't jump anywhere. You might start feeling your seat and feet. You're still very expanded, so this is a slight reorientation back to the body. And this reentry process is very, very delicate. So don't push, don't pull, let it happen very patiently. Feel your breath. Take some deeper breaths. Wiggle your feet a little. Rotate your necks and wiggle your fingers and very gently, gently and quietly re-enter your body. Amen.